This is Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. I'm your host, Ava Romero. Today I'm with Serena McRae, watercolorist and creator of the card deck Affirmations Moms Actually Need. Serena, in a nutshell, could you explain what Affirmations Moms Actually Need is?
I feel like as mothers, we get a lot of expectations thrown at us everywhere from how we're going to parent our kids, but also what having a newborn actually looks like. And we're sold lots of pictures of, you know, adorable sunshiny nurseries and happy parents. And sometimes that doesn't always play out. And we find ourselves lost or confused or completely overwhelmed, which I think is a lot more regular than we realize. So I looked back at myself. I had my first child 7 years ago, and I thought about all the struggles that I had. And if somebody had actually given me advice that would actually have helped me in that moment, what would it be? And I started writing and writing and writing, and I came up with lots of pieces of advice that were real, that focused on taking care of my mental health, taking care of my physical health, that I was as important as my child. And I am now compiling them into a deck of cards. That's the kind of thing that you could stick one in your wallet, put one on your mirror, so that you can have those reminders all the time.
Could you read some of your affirmations for us?
My personal joy is worthy of my to-do list. I get to parent exactly how I want to parent. Taking care of myself is part of taking care of my kids. I will find a wealth of patience in my soul when my body is fed. I created life, and that is freaking sexy. One day, this babe will be a parent worrying over my grandchild, asking me for advice. I will have great advice. Not loving every moment of parenting doesn't mean I don't love being a mother. A good cry clears my mind and resets my soul. I've got this. Their expectations do not need to be my expectations. I am strong when I ask for help. Today, I will open my heart and let my children teach me. I will be intentional in my actions for myself and for my children. When I take care of myself, I become the mother I desire to be. I will lead this day in humor and honor my children's wild universe. In the eyes, mind, and heart of my child, I am a good mom. Being a mother is only one part of who I am. I am strong, and I will demand a moment for myself today. Motherhood does not mean I must put aside my own dreams, desires, and hobbies. Hydrate, Mama Bear. It is okay to grieve the loss of my previous body. One day, I will be able to own it, love it, work it back to thriving health. This grief is but a season, and I will be okay. If all I do today is love and hug my kids, then I have done enough. I'm super excited. My plan is to have them ready for printing by March so that they will be available in time for Mother's Day.
And you got a grant from the Arts Foundation to help with this project, correct?
I did. It's absolutely amazing. The best part of that whole thing is the video that I made caused me to really think through the project. I did a video application for the first time, really putting my story into words and recording it down was pretty powerful for me and got me really excited to follow through on the project. I received funding, which was so exciting, and it felt very validating that this project is going to be something that is going to help women.
Thank you for speaking with us today, Serena.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Artist Stories with Ava Romero, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full-length podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County.